Good evening. Welcome to Be a Newscaster Weekly Corner. I'm Gabriel Severin. Here are the headlines picked from around the globe in the past few weeks. Mass killings discovered after Gaddafi's death in Libya. Last bullfight in Spain's autonomous Catalonia region. Technology pioneer and co-founder of Apple, Steve Jobs, dies. Now, the news in full. Libya's transitional government forces to control of Sirte, Gaddafi's last stronghold, as the former leader of Libya was captured and killed. Young fighters reportedly found the wounded dictator hiding in a drainage pipe in his hometown. Evidence suggests Gaddafi was wounded by an airstrike and then executed by his captors before being placed on public view in a cold storage facility. The bodies of at least 150 Gaddafi supporters were found in Sirte, including 53 at an abandoned hotel. Many at the hotel were bound at the wrists and had bullet wounds to the head. While Libya's interim government declared Sunday as a liberation day, human rights groups began looking into the mass killings. Amnesty International is interested in learning more about the final hours before Gaddafi's death. Now, here's something that reaches the end of the road. Approximately 20,000 bullfighting fans turned up for a bullfight in Barcelona on Sunday. This will be the last bullfighting event of the season and likely the last one that will ever take place in La Monumental Arena. A bullfighting ban takes effect on January 1st in Catalonia. After the sixth and final bull was killed, three of Spain's top matadors were carried out of the arena on the crowd's shoulders. Many fans were protesting the ban outside the arena, while activists were celebrating their victory. Bullfighting has not been banned in other Spanish regions, though animal rights activists hope to extend the ban across the country. Others call bullfighting a Spanish art form that ought to be protected. While attendance had declined in recent years, tickets for the last show were sold in the black market for up to 5 times the price. Now, our final news. It's a sad news. Apple's co-founder and former CEO Steve Jobs was reportedly laid to rest at a small gathering on Friday, October 7th, 2 days after he passed away. Jobs died at the age of 56 following a long battle with pancreatic cancer. While Apple stated that there would not be a public service, fans around the world set up their own memorials at Apple retail stores. Fans also gathered at Apple's headquarters in California to leave flowers, candles, and cards in memory of one of the world's top innovators. The email address rememberingatapple.com was provided for people who wanted to offer condolences. Apple will hold a private event to celebrate the life of Steve Jobs later this month. That's all the news there's for now. This is Gabriel Severin wishing you a pleasant week ahead. Good night.